was expected to initiate efforts to collect judgment. Earlier in the week, the former president's lawyers pleaded for a state appeals court to halt the collection. They argued it was a practical impossibility to get an underwriter to sign off on such a large, unprecedented judgment totaling $454 million. This has been an SRN News Special Report. I'm Rich Thomason.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as the next storm system approaches. Today will be dry, though, and quite breezy, mostly cloudy with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Wind advisory tonight. Winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Dry through the evening hours, but scattered showers move in the overnight hours, low 62. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Locally heavy downpours. Tuesday's high 71. Wednesday's high 73. Upper 60s Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer by the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Members of the Muscogee Creek Nation returned to Alabama Saturday for a memorial service on the 210th anniversary of Horseshoe Bend. The battle was the single bloodiest day of conflict for Native Americans. More than 800 Muscogee warriors, women, and children died at Horseshoe Bend. The Montgomery man killed in a shooting last week has been identified. 68-year-old James Walker was shot and killed Wednesday at about 6:28 p.m. at the 4,000 block of Oconee Drive near the intersection of Lowell Wetumpka Road and Alabama River Parkway. Suspect and motive remain unknown. The Crimson Tide is the only one of four teams from the state of Alabama to survive this weekend's NCAA basketball tournament. Alabama defeated Grand Canyon University 72-61 Sunday night to advance to the round of Sweet 16. Auburn, UAB, and Sanford were all defeated in first-round action Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Lots of stuff to do. Let's go out to Professor Byron P. Democritus. Welcome to the program, Professor. I hope things are going well over at Contrarian University.
Justice to Beaton and Liberty Allison is going fantastic. You know, Katie and Lindsay and Chad, they all helped us out. You know, Mo Brooks and Durant would have never, they would have rolled over in their graves rather than helping us. And what they've done is they've allocated us over $8 million to make more money out of. And Scott Beaton, this all hinges on you.
Yes, sir.
We've got to have Allison on her way to get the taco bowls to pick up what we are allowed to research, which is going to be rubbed on the heads of the military to help them out. And also, we're going to sell it because what we've discovered is back in the 80s and 90s, Scott Beaton picked up a series of Dapper Dan products, the Scott Beaton line, and they have helped his hair to hang on. Now, this also helps with mental illness. So if we just have some of your Dapper Dan series, Scott, over here, you know, because our fund is the Research in Dapper Dan Lotion Efficiency. And if you could just get with us, we'll be helping a whole lot of people out just the way Katie wanted us to. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Professor. I'll bring some of the Dapper Dan, the Scott Beeson Dapper Dan line over.
Where did the taco bowls come in?
You got to pick them up.
Because I'm the female, I'm the woman. Yes. I got to bring lunch.
You got to swing by.
I got it.
Get
I got
the taco
it.
Bowls. Let's get the thunder. Thunder, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's an interesting weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
I have been absolutely livid. Since I saw that list on the Gateway Pundit, I could have guaranteed you that she would vote for it. I have been railing it before she was elected. She stood up and made those comments regarding the State of the Union and vote before the. She ought to be ashamed. She ought to be running out of town on a damn rail. Anytime you see a bill that has some pages that you can read and you know to vote, so damn to not know that the first thing you do when you get a contract is you read the damn thing. And if you can't read it, sign it. It's that bloody damn simple.
Thanks.
I am absolutely livid. There is no excuse in anyone having, but especially someone who stood up and said, protecting our families, and we should be doing this, and we should not be following Joe Biden. The followed right into it. I can tell you exactly who wrote that speech. Richard Shelby, because that's all she is a damn little wide-eyed minion going to Washington, saying, oh, I've got to do what I'm told. Okay, Brett, you ought to be ashamed. Your whole damn family ought to be ashamed of you.
Thank you, Thunder. She's kind of cutting out
She's dropping
Couldn't
out.
Understand her.
Over,
you can fill in the blanks, though, if you
Thunder is
very upset.
Well,
part of it came
upset.
Through. Look, it is... I would have loved to have seen the ad that said, send me to Washington, I will vote with Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, Susan Collins, Murkowski, Thune, Cassidy. I will be one of them. I didn't see that ad. Now, look, if you run that ad...
And you win,
God bless you. More power to you.
Right.
But I don't remember that promise. I don't remember, I will go up there and be with the squishes. I will go up there and be with the poster children of the deep state. I really thought she would kind of play the sly, let them do it, but it's not me doing it. I'll help you do it, but I'm not doing it. Oh, no, she's solidly in.
How does she get the Trump support, though? That's what throws me off. Now, Trump supports some people that I'm like, like he's got some bad advisors, but he continues to prop her up and say she's doing a good job. Is he lying or does he really mean that?
Or does he have friends who support her?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm asking.
I mean, how did that happen?
Well,
even back in the, now look, I get it. He tells the story that Mo said, what was it? What did Mo say that ticked him off so bad?
Mo, you were there. You were at the Coleman rally.
The debacle.
But,
remember that?
Well, Mo got up and said in front of 68,000 people.
Oh, that we have to look forward.
We
can't look back at the old election. And I really think what ticked Trump off was not Mo saying that publicly. I think it was probably the private conversation where Mo being the lawyer, Mo being the constitutional person he is, said, there's no way you're going to be put back in office. They're not going to overturn that election. That's just not going to happen. And here's the honest thing. There's no votes to make that happen.
Right. And because Mike Pence...
And that was the truth. Once they had stamped it, it's done. Because you would have had to have... The only way to get Trump back in office would have been to make him Speaker of the House... And then remove Biden and remove Kamala Harris and elevate Trump back up. That's the only way. And that wasn't going to happen. And so I think he ticked Trump off by saying, we got to look at the next election. That's where we have to fix it. And then he went out and said that publicly after the lieutenant governor of the state, of our state, had said, yeah, we got to put him back tomorrow. Yeah.
Will Ainsworth.
The crowd's going wild when Will says that. And then Mo gets up and basically says... That's not going to happen. Now, Mo's detriment or his fault or his weakness was that Mo's going to tell you, if you don't know, if you're confused or you don't have all the information, Mo Brooks will tell you, oh, no, this is how it works. You know what I'm saying? He can't
stop himself from
correcting it, or he can't lie.
Yeah, he's not a good finesser
and
either.
And then that gave the opening for Trump to be for Katie Britt, and you said you think you know how that happened, because I don't believe it was just the power of her personality.
Well, no, I mean, I think, and of course, there are just lots of stories that go around, but I mean, at that point, Mike Durant, it was pretty clear that Trump was going to pull his endorsement of Mo Brooks. Mike Durant and Katie Britt start lobbying Trump for his...
Durant thinks he's going to get it, isn't that right?
I mean, Durant went to Mar-a-Lago, had a great meeting with Donald Trump. Durant's like, this is a possibility. Mm-hmm. Things are going well. All of a sudden, rumors start swirling that Katie Britt has been down or is going down again. And then you start hearing, you know, Wesley Britt that used to play for the Patriots mm-hmm. under Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft is close to Trump, wasn't he?
He's a really good friend of Trump's. So then it all goes back to where maybe Katie and Wesley were using their relationship with Robert Kraft to get to Trump. And then it all kind of became this very muddy thing. Now, maybe she went down there and she sold herself and he was like, yes, this is who we're supporting.
She said, look, if you endorse me, I will win from one of the reddest states in the country, and I will go and help Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney and Susan Collins and Thune and Murkowski and Winvey and all of them. I will vote. I will be with that group that always undermines the Republic. You think is that what she told him?
Let's see. The rally was in August, I think, because it was.
Yes, I think
it
so.
Was it was hot and rainy. Sweaty. Yeah. So I think it was in August. Well, you know, I have the invite of one of her receptions in Washington, D.C. from June or July, which is the hosts were all those people. Tom Cotton, who he's gotten worse, but, you know, like I could pull it up. But it's that whole group that voted, you know,
right.
with her. The Koch brothers, like all these people are hosting this reception for her in Washington, D.C. And it's that list, the Thunes, the Collins, everybody. So I don't know how. If you're Donald Trump, if you're doing your research, you know who's supporting her.
Right.
So it's hard for my brain to fuse those two together to where it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Unless there's a friendship somewhere.
Right.
And he's like, look, I don't really care either way. I'm mad at him, and this is my friend.
Well, and at that point, Katie Britt's numbers were going up and up and up and up. So he might have been like, she's going to win.
Because Mitch McConnell was spending millions upon millions upon millions.
Well, but that doesn't matter because Trump likes to pick winners. And so maybe he's like, whatever, you know.
She's going to win.
She's going to win. I'll choose her. I'll claim it as a victory.
Which means he thought his endorsement wouldn't have saved the day.
I don't know. But yeah, Mo, bless it. Just, you know, it may be the truth, but you don't say it in front of 68,000 of your voters that don't want to hear it.
Yeah. You leave it to me. I'll say it on the show.
Yeah, because you don't care.
And explain it. I would have probably went down in flames, too. I probably would have said the same thing.
Yeah, but you're really happy. You don't want to ever be elected again.
You're right about that. Let's go to Eric the Dog. Eric, welcome to the program. You got 30 seconds, according to this thing on. Hola, ¿cómo está?
Silence. So he can make his point.
I am tired of y'all picking on Katie Britt. I don't know if y'all know this about her, but she is a mother of two school-aged children. She is raising a family. She has a kitchen. And it's not her fault that call went to Shelby and she got her lines of communication crossed up. I'm sick of y'all getting on her. Y'all need to just sit back and let her do her job, and you just take it. We're not going to have this type of misogyny going against our women who are independent thinkers. Okay, I'm done. I can't do no more.
You just can't go anymore, can you?
I can't. I was going to start feeding my own self some, I already had lunch.
But, you got it. You know. Anything else, Eric, man? I hope you're doing well.
Oh, I'm doing good. Looking for new job opportunities.
But, oh, really?
Oh.
Have you thought about an exciting career in radio?
No.
The pay sucks, but the hours are long. So
right.
Are you looking for new planes to paint or want to do something new?
Look, if it's got wheels, walls, or wings, I can paint it. So
there you go.
You and Red Top should go into business together.
Y'all can spend every waking moment together.
And then put a camera on you and mic yourselves up and pipe it into the radio show for about 30 minutes a show?
Yeah. Think it'd be good?
Entertaining. Get two painters going at each other. Hilarious.
Goodness.
Get the next down.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you. Bill, we got a minute, but I can carry you through if you're doing great. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I had a friend to tell me the other day that he heard that Wesley Britt had gone to work for the largest lobbying firm in Montgomery, Fine and Getty. Y'all know anything about that?
It is true. Mm. Yeah. He's been working there, I mean, for probably a year.
Okay.
And I did wonder, it's interesting. He played on the House softball team last week at the House Senate, you know, charity fundraising. I'm like, I just think that's kind of a conflict of interest. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I thought when we played it was members.
Well, they have special guests like Riley Green and let's see who else was there. Brody Croyle.
Yeah, I don't think we
did that. That's fine, but a lobbyist?
I don't think we did that.
I don't know if a lobbyist
is... Well, no wonder the House won.
He's a big part of the team now. Come on.
I guess that's another testament as to how the system works, right?
Got it.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, you know, the lobbyists in 2024 should be on the legislative teams.
Because they are.
Because they are part of the team. Very good. I get it. I get what you were getting at now, and I was just arguing for the old days. Thanks, Bill.
Bless it.
I mean, they're probably the team captains.
Tell y'all what to do.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report, before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections, help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is not sponsored and not affiliated with FCA US LLC.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085. or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at RotoRooterAlabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And we go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. Don't forget to check them out, 1819news.com. And you can go over there yourself and look for the story and read the statements from our two senators who voted the opposite ways on the $1.2 trillion government funding package. How many dollars is that for every man, woman, and child again? We did that last week on one of the spending bills. It was like $20,000 a person. I want to say this one's going to be...
Does that include illegals or not?
No, just the people that we know are here.
Okay.
Yeah, so I start with $350 million.
Okay.
Do it that way. I wonder what $1.2 trillion is. Well, I'll figure that out for every man, woman, and child at $350 million. You got to turn your iPhone sideways to get those numbers, Sky. Let's go to Lunchbox Bob.
$3,428.57.
That's what I was thinking. $3,000 per person.
That's a little surprising. Seems like a lot more when it's coming out of your pocket, though, doesn't it?
Well, it's $6,000 for you, and for my family, 3 times 5 is $15,000.
Times
you
got to
remember now, not everybody pays into the tax pool, Scott.
No, I get it.
A little bit more for those
folks. But I just want people to think, did I get $3,000 worth of something out of this?
You better go get your binder.
That's a great way to think, man. But
that's true. If they're giving out binders, because I scarfed up a binder that I brought. Actually, look, hold on.
Your we'll move tuck away. Friendly bathing suit is waiting on you in Rhode Island.
In Scott World, this is a binder. See, it's kind of ratty, but it's got the slanted little three rings.
Yeah.
And it's another thing my wife was throwing away, and I said, I can take that and use that at the office.
Nope.
Is this not the binders that they're giving us?
These hold your hoo-haws in.
What a world, I'm telling you.
Yeah. And
it's nice that the government is looking out for, you know, the people's needs.
Yes, the people who don't want anyone to see their... What did you say? Your hoo-ha?
Yeah, but I think that's wrong.
I think that's
wrong.
Right. I think that's you're, strapping. You're, you got to hold those down.
Yeah, you're... Anyway.
Let's go to Lunchbox Bob.
Yeah, that's
Lunchbox,
great.
Welcome to the program.
It's the bird. Ha! And the hoo-ha should be allowed to run free, and the olives got to be able to bounce clear. It's worse than you all think. Everyone's getting upset right now about how Katie Britt is really just a big pork-covered, sausage-wanting pig at the trough, when everyone who saw her run her campaign knew that was the truth. Now, yes, it dressed up in a nice cross necklace, and it looked good growing its hair out, and it would remind you time and again that it was a wife and a mother. and everyone knew it was a small miniature clone of Richard Shelby. Richard Shelby currently holds records for helping himself and his beloved constituents to the trough that was the public treasury. Tuberville, maybe there's some hope there. That man might be waking up to just how foolish and ignorant it is. But here's the thing we're not talking about in enough detail. Every member of the House Republican contingent from Alabama that voted no and is now running out there to tell you they voted no are all false. They knew that it would pass the House. They were safe to vote no. If this had really been close, every one of them would have voted just like Katie Britt to make it pass. Which is why the elections in November really don't matter for this state if we're just re-electing the same incumbents we all approved of in the March primary. Now, you could get mad. You could get angry. You could get incensed. But the only person you can hold responsible is the one looking back at you in the mirror. So don't waste your time on anger. Don't waste your energy on rage. Understand that everything going on in D.C. is already lost, and that a future President Trump administration is not going to change it, is not going to save the Republic, but at best may only slow it down and buy you more time. So what will you do with that time? You need to invest in skills that you have. You need to invest in knowledge you're willing to pass on. You need to invest in home gardens, home libraries, and children that will carry on the legacy of your family, your culture, into the darkness in the days ahead. Because that's the only place you're going to find light. What are you willing to build yourself? Because whatever goes to D.C. right now is lost. It's only what you put in Montgomery in 2026 that may be able to help protect you from the Leviathan on the Potomac. Now listen, I've been away for a couple days. I was down in Brazil recently. And yes, inflation here is bad in the United States, but the old adage holds true. When the U.S. economy gets the cold, other economies are in pneumonia status. And ladies and gentlemen, get ready for some rough waters ahead, because it's a coming wave that's going to be nasty. Don't despair. Prepare. And be a part of your community and invest in your family. Now, does that mean I'm not voting in November? No. Absolutely, I'm voting in November. And I'm drinking coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
You know...
Thank you, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox made a really good point, and I will not say this legislator, Alabama legislator's name, but I was in a meeting with him the other day, and I don't know if he meant to say this, but we were talking about the gambling bill, and his statement was, well, they told us we could vote however we wanted to because they knew they had the votes to pass it.
Right.
And I had never heard, when we always talk about that, but I've never heard anyone say it out loud. Mm-hmm. Now, I think his vote would have stayed the same. He voted against it, hopefully. But I mean, it's like, that's how it works. Like what Lunchbox, they had the votes. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, hey, Rogers, Adderholt, whatever. Mm-hmm. You vote how you need to for your constituents. But next time...
On this one.
On this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never got that conversation.
Because you weren't
in the control.
Hey, look, I'll give you one because I don't care. But never, oh, you can vote how you want. I'm like, no, crap, really?
Yeah.
Because that's how it's going to work. Clark will be up on the other side. We'll be back.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, 20 Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $24 to $30 per hour, plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as the next storm system approaches. Today will be dry, though, and quite breezy. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Wind advisory tonight. Winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Dry through the evening hours, but scattered showers move in the overnight hours. Low 62. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Locally heavy downpours. Tuesday's high 71. Wednesday's high 73. Upper 60s Thursday. Mostly sunny and warmer by the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, your friend in the radio business, a show like any, unlike any other across the country. It'd be so much better if we just did the stuff in between the show, during the show.
We wouldn't have
We would
a
do
show.
That for the last show. Yeah. For the last one we'll ever
On
have.
On our way out.
Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program. I hope you are well.
Hey, Scott, I'm all good. How are y'all today?
We're doing well, brother.
Good deal. So, hey, when Lunchbox Bob fades out, is that just like static, like he's cutting the transmission? Or is that like Lunchbox Bob is at the foul line? If he makes this one, they win the game. The fans go wild. Which is it?
It's the fans go wild.
It's radio magic.
Okay,
man.
All right. Yeah. I just wondered. I wasn't sure.
It's applause.
So, okay, all right. So, Scott, the Democrats are so desperate to be the permanent majority, they're willing to make people born in this country a permanent minority. And as far as I can see, the Republicans are almost as desperate for the Democrats to be the majority as the Democrats are.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the Republicans are working hard to make sure the Dems have the majority in both houses when the election takes place. Now, is that going to be important? Because then they would control certification of results, Scott. And if they're willing to steal it at the ballot box, tell me why you think they wouldn't steal it somewhere else if they can't steal it at the ballot box again.
No, they'll steal it any which way they possibly can.
Well, everybody that believes in America better be ready to fight. You know, to steal from Michael Hart, this is not Republican versus Democrat. It's us versus them.
I don't disagree.
That's where we are. Now, say that, like, they're unable to steal. The margin's too big, and Donald Trump is in office. Are we going to get some kind of pool or lottery up on how long it takes for them to impeach him? And will Chuck, by any means, Schumer, have the votes to convict this time? And if that happens, how long will it take before they impeach the vice president, and what charges have they already thought up for the person they don't know who's going to be vice president?
Well, they don't know. I mean, they have a good track record. The swamp has a good track record of getting Donald Trump to pick their people.
Yes, this is true.
And I don't really know how that occurs, but so there's a chance that he'll end up picking a vice presidential nominee that is one of their people, and they would be happy with them. Now, we may not know it. We may be out celebrating this person. Remember Eye Patch McCain? We all loved him for a year or so.
Oh, yeah.
The media gives us these people, and we love them until their true colors come out.
Yes. Well, we'll see what we'll see. I don't know. You know, our default position needs to not be, what are they up to? It just needs to be, they're up to something.
No, yeah, they're absolutely up to something. I mean, you can't look at what they're doing in Washington, D.C. and think that our leadership of our country is doing what is best for the people of the United States of America.
No.
I mean, doing what is best is going to be tough. I get it. And they're going to have to tell some people no. But most of us, especially on the Republican side, most of us who elect Republicans aren't asking for anything. If Katie Britt came back and said, you know what, then fine. Just fine. I just won't bring back any extra money. That wouldn't kill me.
Well,
and maybe if we had more Republicans demanding no extra money be spent on except the most necessary items, maybe we would get our country, at least the fiscal house, back under control.
What are the two reasons for us to have a federal government? To protect our property and our rights. Now, after hearing Ketanji Brown Jackson last week, who's protecting my rights? Who?
Not her.
Who's protecting my rights?
You know, she's not even sure what your rights are. And remember, don't forget the lady on MSNBC, Clark, that said that, what was the common thing? Christian nationalist?
Mm-hmm.
Christian nationalists were the people who believe that our rights came from God.
Well, yes, I do.
Which means the people who wrote...
Does that make me a Christian nationalist?
It does.
We should go make up t-shirts.
We should. But that Christian means the founding fathers were Christian nationalists then.
I guess. They believe we ought to be a nation. They believe mm-hmm. our rights came from God. Hmm. God, keep doing what you do. I enjoy it.
I appreciate it, Clark. Thank you. Thank you very much. The did you see that article?
I don't even know. We covered. I had a really good thought, and now it's gone.
Did you?
Yeah, it was good.
You sure it was good?
It was good.
It was really good in your head?
It was something Clark said.
He said... Today was his day. He could have gone long form today.
Yeah. Well, I do have the reparations video, but we might have to save that for tomorrow.
No, we have plenty of time. We don't have any callers.
But I had a good thought for Clark.
Okay, you want to wait? All right, I will
wait
on
you. Can you give me just a second?
Just keep going.
Okay, hold on. Let me think. Play some music.
I don't know if that's it. Is that playing anything?
Don't bother Allison. She's thinking.
She's thinking.
Everybody just wait on me.
Are any of these
things
playing?
It was good, but I should have written it down. No, I don't hear any of it.
Huh.
Okay. Well, it'll come to me.
You sure?
Probably not.
Story about Ben Q, K-E-W. Black clergy in Boston are demanding a $15 billion reparations package paid for by white churches in the local area. These demands were made during a press conference the Resurrection Lutheran Church organized by the Boston People's Reparation Commission, according to the Boston Globe.
Can I play the clip for you?
Please do.
See if this works.
Please
do. Here we
go. Let's see if I have to turn it up or anything.
All right, he's talking, but I don't hear him.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're connected?
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely sure.
Hold on. Y'all, it's Monday.
You're struggling.
It's Monday.
Why don't you just do it the old-fashioned way?
Wait, it says I'm connected.
I don't know.
I'll do it the old-fashioned way. Because this is something that... I'm curious what y'all are going to say, because I had thoughts. Here we go.
We call on the white church in Boston to join us in supporting a black reparations movement.
Standing in solidarity, clergy leaders from across the city of Boston gathered for an interfaith multiracial meeting at the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Roxbury, Nubian Square. They're here to ask the religious community to atone for Black Boston suffering and support Black reparations.
And we are coming, as Dr. King said, to get our check.
Organizers from the Boston People's Reparation Commission say they're also following up on their demand on the city of Boston for a $15 billion initial payout to begin the process towards repair and reconciliation to the city's Black community.
$5 billion as initial payment around cash payouts, $5 billion around strengthening our financial institutions, creating a new black bank, $5 billion in terms of addressing issues of the education achievement gap between blacks and whites.
I mean, we'll just take cash.
We'll start with cash.
And they want to create a black bank?
What did Martin Luther King say? I'm coming to get my check. I don't remember that.
It was at the end of I Have a Dream.
It. Coming for my check.
We'll be back.
Big
2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdett.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, to great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. For those of you who just joined and you're thinking, there is no way. No way. No, yes way. Yes way. The Boston People's Reparation Commission, according to the Boston Globe, is asking for reparations. And specifically, black churches asking for reparations from white churches. And some of the comments, I mean, we're sliding off, skidding off into insanity land. Here's some of the things that were said. Peterson, Reverend Kevin Peterson, who previously led a campaign to rename the popular tourist site of, what is it, Faneuil Hall? How do you say that? Mm-hmm. Because the name's linked to a slave owner. It's still historical. It doesn't matter.
Right.
He says, we point to them in Christian love to publicly atone for the sins of slavery, and we ask them to publicly commit to a process of reparations where they will extend their great wealth, tens of millions of dollars among some of those churches, into the black community. Also speaking of the event was Danielle Williams, the director of the social justice group called Prophetic Resistance Boston, who claims her great-great-grandmother was a slave in North Carolina. Black people, the descendants of slavery, have been washing the feet of our oppressors for well over 400 years. Now it's time for you to wash our feet, the descendants of slavery. We want our reparations. We want it now. Another speaker, Reverend John E. Gibbons of the Arlington Street Church, said that the commitment of various churches to research their links to slavery was not enough and that they must cough up money now. Here's his quote. That is not enough. Somehow we need to move with some urgency toward action. And so part of what we're doing is to prod and encourage white churches to go beyond what they have done thus far. Boston's Democratic mayor, Michelle Wu, first approved the launch of the city's reparation task force back in February, joining San Francisco and entertaining the prospect of reparation payments to black people, regardless of whether their ancestors were slaves or not. If you remember, in December, Wu made national headlines after organizing a no whites Christmas party. No white.
They take check, cash, or money order.
It's a cash app. Venmo. Look, all these things sounded, I mean, they were somewhat amusing at one point, and you were just like, roll your eyes. But I want people to note that there is beginning to be a venom accompanying the demands. And we really can't ignore the fact that there seems to be an anger building, like an expectation, an entitlement.
That's it.
That is growing, and I don't know how you fix this stuff. I mean, you can't right wrongs with more wrongs, and slavery has not been existent in this country for 150, 160 years.
Why aren't they doing this in all the other countries? I mean, are they? Because slavery didn't start here.
Well, I mean, there's some of this kind of stuff in Britain and other places, but mostly Western countries are the ones beating themselves up with this kind of stuff. And I don't know. They're just, it will not fix the problems that some of these urban areas have. It doesn't matter how much money is poured in until the places themselves decide to fix their problems.
But in Africa, do the Africans
have enslaved other Africans?
Well, their enslaved fellow Africans, did they have to pay reparations too?
I don't know. Have to look into that. Sam from Pike County, you got 20 seconds.
Shame on you, Scott Beeson, bringing up such a juicy, juicy subject like this at the end of the show. And hey, Boston, bank robbery capital of the USA. They want a church bank. There's just so many great jokes, man. There's so many. The children are our future. That it'll be a classroom. That'll be the vault. The vault will be empty. There'll be no money. No,
you
man.
Got it. Hey, we'll start it up again tomorrow,
hey,
Sam.
Hey.
See ya. We're going to try to be back tomorrow. Y'all be good. Be safe out there. See y'all.